Blog Talk Radio.
Some years ago, when I lived up in the Adirondack Mountains, New York State, Woodstock, I met a very, very beautiful person. And she was spiritually beautiful and physically beautiful. And her name was Sarah. And she was an amputee. And we got to know each other, and she confided in me and told me that her husband was very abusive toward her and that she couldn't break away from him and all that, and that she couldn't survive without him and all. And I got to thinking, how many people are in that situation where they're disabled, you know, and the person, the relative or whoever it might be, helps them and takes care of them and, you know, sort of holds it over their head. Well, you're, you know, either you listen to me or, you know, no telling where you wind up. You know, you have to go to an institution. And
Hello.
Sarah didn't want me to really do anything to help her. She was too afraid, and I didn't push the issue. And, you know, I really felt bad for her.
Hey, Frank.
I think a person is... especially a guy, is very cowardly to take advantage of a disabled woman. Oh, you're there. You're on the air.
Yeah.
In a sight.
She lives.
Oh. All right.
I put it in, I built it as open mic. I didn't know if you were going to do the disabled, abuse. So I'm going to change the name.
Well, I'm talking
okay.
about abuse, but we can do the open mic tomorrow night.
Okay. I'm going to change it title. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. And
okay.
So, you know, it happens all over the world. People are taken advantage of and abused. You know, one of the most horrible things is when the disabled person.
Sorry.
What?
My husband was asking me if I'm doing the show.
Well, don't put that on the air.
Sorry.
When the disabled person turns around and becomes the abuser of those who may be trying to help them and, you know, be good to them and all that. That can very easily happen because the person is so used to being abused and becomes bitter and angry, and a lot of it is the fault of the system, but you can't blame the whole thing on the system. You know, people... just lash out at people, other people who are trying to make a difference and help them. You know, and it's very easy to alienate, very easy to alienate people under those circumstances.
Yeah.
So,
sure is.
People who, want help, you know, just understanding your frustration as much as we can. You gotta be careful that you don't wind up abusing the people that are trying to help you.
That's true. Because
it does happen, and it turns people off.
Well, not only is it that, you have to really... not only is it abusing the people that are helping you, it's, you know, the buttons that push each other. So you got to really be mindful of those buttons, not to push the buttons that you know that, like, upset the other person. So that's one thing. The other thing is, yes, there is a, you know, you got to just avoid those things entirely.
Oh, you're talking about in a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's very hard. Very, very hard.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
What makes it harder is the system.
Yes. Yes.
You know, because not only are you in trying to make the relationship work, now you're fighting with the system. You know?
Yeah.
And that makes you frustrated and angry.
And bitter, yeah.
Yeah,
very
because it
bitter.
Shouldn't be. It
right.
Shouldn't be the way it is.
Yeah.
So that adds to the problem of abuse. The system is a great abuser of the disabled.
God, yeah.
I mean, think about that. You know, they have set the example, in my mind, of how to abuse disabled people.
Hell yeah.
By the mere fact, the way it's set up and the way it functions. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why come along and take a person who's at a disadvantage and make them worse? Put obstacles in their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It should be the opposite way around. And you know the irony of it? If it was the opposite way around, it would benefit everyone.
Yeah.
It really would.
I know.
It would actually help the people who are contributing to the abuse.
Yeah.
By working the system and keep us under oppression, you know, making us fight and argue and advocate and all that stuff. So there you have an example of abuse, and you know, it's sometimes it can be very subtle. And sometimes it can be out and out blatant, you know, very direct.
Yeah, we're abused by the system. We're abused by how the system describes us and, you know, shows everybody around us how we are. And it describes us in a manner that we're not. And it makes people believe this is the way we are. And that's a problem. That is a big problem. Because
it doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. It doesn't represent us.
It doesn't promote the disabled person as a wholesome, good person, you know?
A contributor. That's how I feel.
That's a good word.
I don't feel like I'm a contributor at times.
Well, that's why the inner sight idea is so good.
Yeah.
Because with our idea, get these agencies to raise half the money, the government the other half, the disabled person can participate directly in raising that money and be a contributor and get something for it.
Yeah.
And not only that, the people who work for the agencies could get a bonus out of it.
Yeah.
Now, how can you go wrong with a system like that?
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so odd. Wouldn't you think that there would be an award system within the agencies for helping people who are disabled get to like a more elevated, I don't know, just like a more elevated I don't know how to describe what I'm trying to say, but a more like elevated. Yeah, like an elevated. Yeah, like a better self. Wouldn't it be like wouldn't you think that within an agency there would be some sort of reward system? That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and
but how could there be, given how the agency operates? What are you gonna award them for?
No, I meant in a future agency. I'm not talking about the current.
Oh, the future,
system.
Yeah. No.
The
way
it
is now. Why
it's
would
horrible.
You award an agency for anything now?
No, you can't.
Yeah. I would award certain, and we have, you know, we gave John Corrado an award a few years back. I would award certain companies who believe in what we're doing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And who really want to see changes. You know,
yeah.
I had to call in a situation today. I was on the bus, and having been taking the bus now for the last 3-4 days because the railroad is running crazy.
Uh-huh.
They're doing all this track work, so you know you go down there and forget it. And they're running these buses that are so small you can hardly fit in them.
Oh God.
You
know,
I don't know how a person
wheelchair.
With a wheelchair functions with that situation. Do you can't get a wheelchair on that bus?
Probably not.
No, of course not.
What they do with those buses is that they send special buses for operating for wheelchair.
Yeah, but don't hold your breath and hope that they find the right one.
Yeah, well, that too.
No.
You have to describe to them the location. That happened to me once. You have to describe to them where you're at, and then they'll come. Which is another
pain
in the butt.
That's where the inner sight system is better, because every bus should be accessible.
That's
then
true.
You wouldn't have that problem, would you?
Nope. It should have been
answer.
That way a long time ago.
Damn right. Damn
yeah.
right it should. Today I was on a train. I walked through the entire car because I wanted to try to find the laboratory. This is a form of abuse, by the way.
Yes, it is.
And the train was set up where the seats fold up and a person could fit in it with a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But, and this is a big but, there was no laboratory on the car.
Oh, God.
Now, what are you supposed to do? You got to go to the bathroom.
You had to go out and come back in.
Yeah, go out and hope that the train is not going to be delayed or stuck in the middle of the tracks and all that sort of crap. That's abuse.
Yeah, it is.
That is abuse to the disabled. To be trapped in a car. When you got to go to the bathroom, nah, man, come on. And many, many disabled people, because of their disability, have problems with their kidneys
with their
and bladders and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
That is abuse.
It is abuse.
There should be a restroom right there.
Every.
And the person should be able to get through the cars.
Yeah.
Now, don't tell me they can't do it, because I've ridden on Amtrak, and the wheelchair can go right through the train.
Right.
So what the hell's the problem?
Yeah.
What did they, why did they do that to millions of people?
See?
They're never going to fix that.
I know why.
I guarantee
exactly
you they'll never fix that.
They pay more money on Amtrak. That's why you go through beautifully.
Who cares about the money?
But that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. You pay more money, you get more stuff, more bells and whistles.
Well,
no pun intended.
If that's
more intended.
The reasoning on it, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it worse.
It does.
Anyway, there's all types of abuse, and when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines to see what people have to say about it. By the way, the number is 213-816-1650. And this is Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. I want to thank them for all their help in supporting the party for Joe Arion, May 21st, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. And by the way, this show is dedicated to the honor and memory of Joe. And we will be honoring him on his honoring him on his birthday, his actual birthday, May 21st, Tuesday night, at Baccaro's Italian Tavern. And come on down, have a great time. There'll be handmade items for sale. There'll be hors d'oeuvres on the house. Great food, whatever you order in food, you just pay for. And people will be attending to give their stories, testimonial how Joe was a great advocate and how he helped many. I got a confirmation today from Suffolk Bus.
Oh.
They will be attending, and they will be presenting a check. So we really appreciate John Corrado is just a simple, beautiful angel.
He is.
You know, that's really what the guy is. All right, Inner Sight, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. If you need information about meetings or political stuff going on for the disabled, any a thing you want to know about equipment, programs, referrals, give them a call. And we thank Joe Delgado for helping with the flyer. Let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Belated happy birthday again to Corey. And Avantio Quindo, who lost his life, the kid who didn't understand what was going on. And the system that didn't protect him. You talk about abuse. That's the worst kind of abuse.
Exactly.
What happened to Corey and Avante and all the others that are included in the list.
I gotta do something.
All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight. You want to do the ABLE News?
Yes, I can. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, we got to visit the personal page this Friday.
Yes, we do.
On the Follies. We haven't done that for a while.
No, we haven't.
So maybe we'll have some of our characters trying to get a date or something. Yeah.
That'd be cool. We haven't
Gabriel
done it that way.
Gabriel and all.
Oh no.
And the cat and the duck will be there.
Uh oh.
All right, Inner Sight. my buddy Gary. Nobody stops on Long Island. 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, medical attention for the animal. 631-484-3085. And also the Big East, TaquitaRescue.org. Met a lady on the subway today, or on a Long Island Railroad, actually. big Akita lover.
Wow.
And she said she doesn't like dogs, but she loves the Akita.
Oh, wow.
And she was telling me, she had two Akitas, and she was telling me how brilliant they are, how intelligent they are. And when I told her, I said they won't give my dog the medical because they didn't approve of my training an Akita as a sight dog. She didn't like it. She said, well, they don't know the rest, Marilville, anyway.
I like what
so she knew. Yeah. People know. Some people know.
You know why? Because your dog is brilliant. You could see that she's brilliant.
Yeah.
No pun there either. But she is such an angel. You know, Sarah, such an angel in the way she figures things out. She looked at me and saw that it was funny. It was really weird. I don't know how she knew that my hand was weak. Both hands were weak, and I almost dropped something. She took her snout. This was one day, and I don't think I ever told you this. She took her snout.
Well, dogs know that.
Yeah, she took her snout and pushed the whatever it was in my hand back up into my hand. And I'm like, I chuckled, and I didn't get a chance to tell you it ever, actually, until now. She pushed it back into my hand.
Oh, yeah, well, she's a service dog.
Yeah, yeah, she just did it all on her own, and I was like, oh, you're such a good doggie. I mean, they're so cool. You know, dogs in general, you know, are just intuitive. I mean, they'll know. I mean, like I said with my dog, he lies down where my side, like I told you, was bothering me. He lies down right on top of it, literally.
Yeah, I met a woman here in town where I live, Long Island.
Yeah.
And she was telling me the story. She's an artist. How she went to all these doctors, and they didn't know what was wrong with her. They couldn't find it, you know.
Yeah.
Her dog found the cancer.
There you go.
You know, and saved her life.
There you go.
You know, and the stupid
ass
doctors.
What was the dog
doing?
I'm curious.
They couldn't find it.
Yeah.
What?
What was the dog doing? Curious.
The dog was kept nudging her in the area where the cancer was. You know, gently and going near her and kissing it, licking it, and, you know, trying to help her.
Yeah.
And one day she realized, why does he keep on doing that?
Yeah.
Sure enough, she went, got an exam, and they found it.
Wow.
You know.
That's amazing. See how
and then she went, I think she did holistic, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but anyway,
there you go.
don't forget, James Bahamundi, attorney, 516-783-9662, civil rights. And then we got the Touro Law Center at 631-761-7000. We got a special program over there for seniors if you need a lawyer, and a lot more. Check them out. All right, Around the World, Inner Sight, and Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there. Got to go pay him a visit. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get information, call Mr. Kennedy. SuttonInsurance.com. Good people over there. And printing, we got Good Mojo. 631-666-1010. Islip, New York. Good Mojo. So there's some of our friends.
Yeah.
And let's see, who did I left somebody out, but I can't think of who it is.
You got
all right.
You got Good Mojo.
We will.
Kennedy. You got Kennedy?
Yeah.
Bahamundi.
All right. Talking about how the lines look. Anybody on the line?
Not that I saw.
All right. Talking about abuse, you know, goes on all the time. Over here where I live, across the highway, they have a shelter for abused women, girls, you know.
Oh, wow.
And God knows what stories are sheltered in there.
Right.
You know, and all the people. And now one of the worst types, or maybe the worst, is the abuse of children. And you know, somebody told me something yesterday, and it shows you sometimes how naive a guy like me can be. Somebody told me that there's a website or websites where they have pictures of naked little girls.
Oh,
and
boy.
These son of a bitches,
yeah.
These
yeah.
people who ought to be shot,
yeah.
go to these websites.
Yeah.
And look at these girls. Now why... And you can't tell me that the government can't do anything about this. Why does the government and the agencies, Protective Child Services, why do they allow this crap to happen?
You know why? Because it's done off out of the country, so they can't do anything about it.
Oh, come on. So what?
No, I'm serious. What they do is they take these pictures, they house the servers outside of the country. So a lot of them are being, it's getting away with. That's why.
That's no
why
excuse.
I know it's no excuse.
Trump does
but I'm
things
saying
outside
why,
of the country. Why don't he do something about that?
Yeah. I agree. I think it should be something done with. I think these people, wherever you find these servers, wherever they are, the
damn
what
right.
do you call the country should be sanctioned. That's how I feel.
That is abuse
but, yeah,
of children.
More than abuse. It's disgusting.
Horrible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that
you
should
got,
be
you not
those
only
things.
Got girls, you got boys too. Boys
yeah,
and
yeah,
girls
children.
Are getting that both.
Those sites. And people and goings-on, anybody who's doing that, should be shut down immediately. Without
yes,
question.
Pedophilia. Pedophilia. That's what they call
you know,
it. Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's disgusting. You
absolutely
know what
horrible.
The cops do? You know what they do? They have actually something in Long Island. They have these secret... areas where they actually pretend that they're children, okay, on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know where they are, and they actually send photos and stuff. They have to, just so they could catch these criminals. And they have it actually on Long Island, believe it or not.
Well, if they do that, why the hell don't they stop this stuff from happening?
Well, they caught a lot of people that way in Long Island. You know, not only in Long Island, but all around the nation that way from this whole group in Long Island of police officers.
I mean, that is absolutely disgusting. That
yeah.
That people would indulge in such a horrible abuse.
Yeah, but it's all form of, here's what it stems from, and it is abuse. A lot of people who are pedophiliacs or who abuse like that were abused themselves. So it's just a chain of...
Yeah, but that's no excuse.
It is no excuse. No, it isn't. I agree.
No excuse.
But that's where it stems from, I'll tell you.
A lot of it, but not all of it.
Not all of it, no. But a lot of it does.
So there you have something that really has to be attacked.
Stop it. You don't have to do it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it. You could say, I'm stopping this with my generation. You could put your foot down. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, really.
I mean,
well,
there is something called as chemical castration, which is that they calm down your hormonal if you have those urges. They do it with rapists. They do. So if you have
horrible.
Crazy urges, no, if you have crazy urges, they give you like something to calm down those urges.
Well, I don't know what that does, but sometimes those drugs make people worse.
Well, I don't know. But that's all I know. I've read stuff.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, we're talking about abuse.
And all different types of abuse tonight.
Not only just in connection with the disabled, but, able-bodied people, too, can be abused.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Nobody
you know what bothers me?
Example.
Bothers me that somebody that we both know and that the child, now I'm not going to say the person's name, nor am I going to say anything about, but the child was disabled, okay, and child was nonverbal, okay, and because of a disability, we're going to say. We're not going to say the disability, because if we say the disability, people will know who it is. Okay, so this child was, you know, is disabled and stuff like that, and it's nonverbal. That's all we're going to say. And the family doubted the experience of the mom, okay? And which I find to be, because the mom was also disabled as well, right? So the family members were really doubting her, and she's a single mom, okay? Not by her own doing, but because she had a child that was disabled and she was disabled. So the father just skipped scene. And this child care worker came in to their home and started abusing this, you know, I'd say in her 20s, nonverbal, disabled child. Now, I would consider her a child because she, her mental capacity, right?
Yeah, but the mother didn't want this particular worker, by the way.
Right.
Remember that.
That's correct.
She didn't think it was a good idea.
That's right. But
they
the family wanted that particular worker.
Yeah. They
needless
it.
To say,
forced it.
The young girl, well, I call her young girl because that's her mental state.
She is a young girl.
She is a young girl. She started to, you know, she does verbalize a little bit. She started saying things, and people started to get suspicious, meaning the family, and they started realizing that this worker was doing harm to her, and they realized that the mother was right. Now, they fired the worker, and all this could have been avoided if they trusted the mother. Now,
well, they should have done more than fire the son of a bitch.
Well, don't let me get started. They should have arrested him. But,
damn right.
You know, but I'm not going to, you know, chime in on that part because that is not my place at that point. I did say that. But it was never heeded because that just wasn't done. Okay. They tried finding that person again, the worker, but that worker was never found, from what I was told from, but that probably wasn't true, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, but I cannot imagine. And then the girl involved didn't trust the mom for a while. It took a while to gain the trust of the mom again. And talking, I could hear it. And also, like, everything about the situation, and even trusting the family again. Just because you actually sacrificed, you know, some of, you know, now this family is well-to-do, okay? And for her to keep, you know, the funds of the family to keep this child, you know, I guess being taken care of, she sacrificed, and that sacrifice really was a sacrifice. It could,
yeah, you know,
been.
What happens
yeah.
in a situation like this, people don't regard the words of a disabled person. And if you're a mother,
yeah.
you know, and because this mother was disabled,
yeah.
you know, and this happens all the time, and this is
yeah.
a form of abuse.
Yeah.
They don't listen to the
mm-hmm.
disabled person. They don't take the time to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, or to say, hey, maybe there's some truth in this. Well, let's see, you know, this is her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows her better than her mother.
That's right.
But because normally that would be the thought if the child wasn't disabled and the mother wasn't disabled. That would
right.
be the thought.
Right.
This is her mother. We got to listen to the mother. But because
mm-hmm.
both are disabled in this case,
right.
they look down on it and they think they know better. And this
right.
is what happened.
Right.
Because of the abuse on the part of the family. And that's really
that's
what
right.
it is.
Yeah.
You know, so give the person the benefit of the doubt. Just because
mm-hmm.
a person is disabled doesn't mean they don't know what they're talking about and they're not a good parent.
That's right. In fact, they might even be a better parent. I'm not going to,
yeah.
you know, say that they are or aren't, but they might be, you know?
Well, look what happened with the show I did years ago, Three Blind Mice and a Rat, you know. She was a very good
sorry.
Parent.
Yeah.
You know, she cared. She watched out for her children, you know. And got a little huffy when I, you know, me with my sense of humor. But that's all right.
Mm.
All right. In a sight around the world, who's on the line? Anybody?
Nope, just us.
All right. Tomorrow night, we're going to do open mic. We were supposed to do it Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And our engineer wasn't feeling good.
Not feeling well at all.
We'll try to fit it in tomorrow
not right,
night.
But a little better.
Friday is the Frolics.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at the personals and the Able News. And what else we got to do Friday? I forgot. I had to do something, but I forgot. Oh, I had a special request to
yeah.
do the Mambo.
Honeymooner
thing.
Yay.
So we're going to do that.
Yay.
And we'll probably have the philosopher coming by and Louie. Television tonight, 11 o'clock. The whole world should watch this show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. And I'll
mm-hmm.
tell you why. Because there isn't any other agency that I know of that would dare put a show like this around the world. and tell the story. You know, a blind woman denied a guide dog 14 years.
Okay.
All right. So tonight at 11, 1997, you can click it right on your phone at the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. And we want people to watch. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell them to run it again next week.
Yeah.
Because this show is so important. You know? Let the people see it. Let them know what we have to go through without protection of the law. So that's tonight at 11, 1997. 3 on the Spirit Channel if you want to watch it on the internet. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Inner Sight, MNN.com, Inner Sight.
I know why you want them to run it again. It's because your brother said that she looked good on that.
Well, it's an important show.
I know it's an important show.
Who else?
I just had to tease you a little bit.
Who else exposes this? What newspaper? What network?
Nobody.
You know? Nobody exposes this kind of thing.
Well, we
only
do
in a site. We're the only ones.
It's true.
You know?
We're the only ones crazy enough to do it.
Well, we're the only ones that have the guts to do it.
That too.
You know.
A little bit of both.
All right, in a site, if you've been abused, you can remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Call us.
Yeah.
213-816-1650.
You can give us a fictitious name if you want.
Yeah, you could. Let us know. Let me remind everyone, May 21st, Beccaro's, 5 to 9, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Massapequa Park, New York, 1020 Park Boulevard. We honor Joe Arion, the great advocate, assistant director of Inner Sight. And by the way, the article will be cited on the flyer. They couldn't put the whole thing on, but they're going to tell people where they can go and if they want to read up about Joe. It's February 1st edition of Able News, page 7. If you want to check it out. So make a note of that date, Beccaro's, and the people are responding. And we'll have the flyer up shortly, I hope.
You want to hear something funny today? I get a call from my captioning, the closed captioning phone, and they said, your phone is not working. I said, I know that. I said, what can you do about it? I mean, I didn't even call them to say that there was a problem. They called me and said there was a problem.
Well, how could the phone not be working if they called you?
Well, the phone works, but the captioning part doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm speaking on it now, but the captioning, I don't see that one caption on it. So they said they're going to send somebody out. How do you like that? That's a first.
You're going to fix it?
Yeah.
Well, don't
they
let them charge you anything for it.
No, they don't. It's a free service. Nope. Free service. I was shocked. I have to say this. This is just an interruption. I just have to say a shout out to Clear Captions. Thank you.
Well, it's about time they did something right.
Yeah. Yep. That's something, wow-wee. I never
All right, Inner Sight. If you know of anyone who's being abused, you know, and it's really a horrible, bad situation, try to get away from them, of course, report it.
Yeah.
You know? You could maybe save somebody's life. You know,
Child Protective Services, if they're an adult Protective Services. I don't care how horrible they've been to both Frank and I, Adult Protective Services, they're there,
and they are there for that particular reason and that particular reason only. Even call us, you know, call us.
Yeah, call in a site.
Yeah.
And we can get it to the right people, too.
Yes, we can. You know?
All right.
631-224-3090. Call us, you know, or call your local, like I said, Adult Protective Services if it's an adult. And if it's a child, your Child Protective Services. It's very important. You don't
yeah.
want even your police, you know, call whoever
oh, yeah.
you can. I mean, it's very important. Children or adults should not be abused who are disabled or not even disabled. Just they should not be abused.
Yeah.
I was a mandatory reporter, Frank. I got to say this. I was an EMT. And I'm not an EMT no more because I haven't renewed my license, but I was a mandatory reporter when I was an EMT, and they showed us what we could, you know, what we should report and what we shouldn't report in terms of, you know, children and adults and stuff like that, like what is considered abuse and what isn't. And here's what they said. If a child has to go to the hospital for a beating, that's abuse. That's what they said. If a child is just, you know, spanked, like a spanking, a slight spanking, then and they don't have to go to a hospital or a doctor or anything, then that's not considered abuse. That's what they were saying. But to me,
well, I don't know. That stuff.
My parents, it's a very vague line. I said to them, I raised my hand in the middle of the class, and I said, my parents never hit me. And that's what I said just like that. And I said, do you, then I asked a question, do you think that I'm a morally incorrect person by, you know, my parents never really hitting me? They yelled at me a lot, but they never hit me. And they, you know, a lot of people just didn't say anything. You know, it was like a rhetorical question that I asked them anyway. So I don't think that, you know, hitting per se is a real, you know, it's like a frustration outlet. It's not really good for kids, you know, or adults.
Well, you got to listen to the, you got to listen to the child.
Yeah.
Know. Listen to the parents.
Yeah.
You know, and use common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if the child being hit every day,
that's a
even
story.
Though it's not severe and it doesn't mean a hospital, I wouldn't let those people
right.
get away with that.
I wouldn't either.
You know?
But that's just
so
me.
Got to use your common sense.
That's right. If I see black and blues all over a child, oh, let me tell you, that child is not getting out of my eyes. It's not going back to those parents. You know? I don't care if you tell me that child fell a million times. I'm going to investigate those black and blues. You better believe it. Yeah.
Anyway, protect the children, like we always say every night.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650. And if you're disabled and you're a victim of abuse, you know, call us. We'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, there's also different forms of abuse. Now, there's verbal abuse, too.
Yeah.
Now, that's not fun either. I mean, if you're repeatedly, you know, verbally abused and taken down in many ways, shapes, and forms, it's not good either because it really takes down your sense of morale, your sense of happiness, your sense of just well-being, and that also adds to your disability if you want to, you know, I mean, it just doesn't make you feel well, you know.
Well, so many people who are disabled are sheltered by their parents.
Yeah.
And that can be a form of abuse.
Yes, it can.
You know, especially if it gets too bad, you know. I've come across blind young adults who are not allowed to go out by themselves and all that.
Yeah.
You know? Sure, you worry about them, but you know, you gotta reach a point where you let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So now there's another area of abuse where let's say the young person, girl or boy, is denied a guide dog, blind or disabled. That can be a form of abuse.
Oh,
people don't think
that.
Of that. People don't usually think of it that way. But it can it can be, especially where the person has no rights. You know?
I agree with that. It is abusive, yes, because you're counting on that dog to open up your independence, and they just shatter it with their determination. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, there's a lot of abusiveness that takes place within these agencies, and some of it is because of the policies and the way the government has set these agencies up.
Oh, yeah.
You know? How about the people who are taken advantage of under let's say, training programs, you know, and the agencies are making thousands and thousands of dollars, and the person trains, and they don't help you get a job, but they got paid.
Oh,
the agency got paid.
And they give you
the person winds up with nothing.
Crappy certificate.
To me, that's,
you can't
that's
read.
Abusive.
Yes, I agree.
You know,
I can't wait
really
till
is.
I get my crappy certificate.
It should be changed.
It should be. That's right. It is abuse. You know why I'm laughing? Because it's just another form of insulting person's intelligence.
Yeah, stop abusing me. Stop taking advantage of me. Stop using me to your advantage.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it turned out to be very abusive.
It is abusive.
So these are a lot of the things that Inner Sight wants to remedy. You know, by putting in the debit card idea. And getting these agencies to allow us to participate in raising the funds. You know, that would cut down on a lot of the abuse.
Oh, yeah.
Like a partnership with the agencies.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how about the people who work for these agencies who like to abuse the disabled.
Oh,
those people should be let go immediately. Should get them out of there.
How about the people who are disabled, who are in these agencies, who are abusing their own people?
Oh, yeah.
That's even worse, I think, because you have been abused yourself. Why are you continuing it? Why are you making the abuse perpetuate? That bothers me to no end.
There was a guy who was like that, who used to run Silo. And everybody knew that he was abusive. I spoke to a friend of mine just recently, and he related to me how abusive he was toward him. you know?
Really?
So it happened.
Yeah.
You know, where people turn on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Happens all the time.
Yep.
Now, those kind of people should not be working for those agencies.
No. I don't think so either.
Get them out of there. Get them out.
Yep.
Get them out.
Get them out. Get them out.
All right. Inner Sight wants to stop the abuse.
Oh, yeah.
And for all people, not just the disabled. That's what we talk about. We've talked about the a very similar law to that of if you assault a transit worker, bus driver,
yeah,
and all that, 7 years automatic jail.
Oh, yeah.
We should have that.
Oh, yeah.
Those of us who are disabled.
Yeah.
Because we're at a definite disadvantage toward people.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking to take advantage of us and abuse us.
I agree with that.
Where are you going to get a congressman to sponsor that bill?
Hmm.
You know, that would be cool to find somebody who would.
Yeah, right.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Spirit Channel, Channel 3. See the story of a blind woman denied a guide dog, 14 years. You believe it?
Yeah, right.
Talk about abuse.
That is.
And taking advantage of people.
Right.
It's a piece of work.
Hmm.
And I don't mean in a good sense either.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight. And, you know, if you're going through abusive relationship or with anyone or any kind of situation, you need somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call us.
That's correct.
The Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. How about the abuse that takes place in these nursing homes?
Oh God, yeah.
Now that's a horror.
Oh yeah.
That's terrible.
Take all your money. And they give,
take all your money,
yeah,
give you garbage food,
huh?
You know,
yeah,
have people roaming around the floor where you're a residence and screaming and yelling and hitting people and getting away with it without security.
Process. Oh, yeah.
For the patient, for the resident, that's abuse.
That is abuse.
That should be remedied immediately. The governor of every state should do something about that tomorrow, immediately. Get a security guard on every floor in the nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
The state takes enough money from people to do it.
Yep.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. I want to thank all our listeners. Don't forget May 21st, Beccaro, 5 to 9. We honor Joe Arion, Beccaro's Italian Tavern. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And we appreciate all our listeners. Don't forget to sign the petition, change.org. Try to stop the abuse of people denied service dogs. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow, 8 to 9.
Yep.
Tomorrow will be the open mic. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.